The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
All right, I am going to have a second cup for sure. You know what my favorite leftover breakfast is? You know, like you have dinner the night before and then you have the leftovers for breakfast.
Okay, right. What do you have?
Pepperoni pizza. Cold pepperoni pizza the next morning sounds great. Unfortunately, today is Friday. Many of us work very hard to continue that sacrifice of, you know, no meat on Fridays. That's actually still the rule. However, they offer us now the ability to do some other type of penitential act on Fridays, so that way it allows us to eat meat on Fridays. I think people just forget that other part of the rule. There's a lot of rules for things. But maybe if you go to confession, maybe you can, you know, talk to the priest and see if you can exchange a good confession for a slice of pepperoni pizza. You and I agree. We like the pepperoni that are they like turn into little cups when you cook them. And then, you know, the goodness is held on the inside.
Yeah, they just become little cups to hold all that yummy grease. I just love it.
Oh, yeah. And then make sure you get a big enough pizza so that way you can have the leftover. Do it tomorrow. Just cover your bases. Yeah. Skip the pizza, the pepperoni today. Have it tomorrow. And then for Sunday morning, you can have cold pizza for breakfast. Right. That's a good deal. Say, Brian, I found this article because recently over the Labor Day weekend, all of the family were gathered. My son-in-law, who entered the church back in April, he and his wife, they went early to Mass because they wanted to get in line and go to confession. And when he got done, he goes, and he was baptized at Easter Vigil, which means that he has only been to confessions a few times over the summer. And he's like, this is a hard thing for me to do. I get really nervous. And then he's like, I had my list that I was going to talk about and I just couldn't get through them well. He goes, it just wasn't very good. And I said, well, I said, you know, if you go into the confessional and you are new at this, just tell the priest that, you know, do your opening. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. You know, it's been this long. Father, I'm very nervous. I just came into the church and I am still learning how to do this well. The priests want to know that, and they will absolutely help you through the rest of the steps, and that will make it go much easier. Epic Pew wants to make life a little bit easier when you're going to confession, so I thought this would be a great one for people. Maybe you just came into the faith and you're still kind of figure out how to do that. Maybe, well, you're children are learning their sacraments. You know, we're coming into that sacrament season, so many will be making their first reconciliation in the fall in preparation for their first Holy Communion in the springtime. So Epic Pew's got a list of some do's and don'ts when you go to make a good confession. The first one's quite easy. It's they say, do pray first, don't fly blind. You do need to prepare. Don't just walk in there and go, oh, the line's short. I guess I'll get in line. Be ready to do that. Be intentional about going to confession. Prepare, do the examination of conscience, and think about what's been going on in your life since your last confession. Now, if it has been many, many, many years, well, then maybe you should consider making an appointment with the priest or talking to him, going, you know, I don't know that, you know, before the, you know, the 15 minutes or so before Mass when everybody's in line is the right time to do that. And you can work that out. But pray first.
Do admit the sin. Don't make excuses. And we have that with our own children, right? When you think back, you'd rather hear, hey, mom, hey, dad, I broke it, rather than pointing the finger at somebody else who did it. So tell God through your priest about your sin. Take responsibility for it. It makes the process easier. And just know that, you know, Father's not there to punish or judge you. I told a priest once, I forgot what the penance was that he had assigned me before. He goes, that's okay. I forgive your sins. And then he gently reminded me what the penance was. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. They do not forget what penances are, but they do forget all of the sins that you have done very, very quickly. In fact, I don't think they remember them at all. All right, to go along with that, Epic Pew says, do focus on you. Don't blame others. So when I say things like, I lost my temper, Father, with the good deacon, but do you know what he did to me? Right? That is not the way you go about this. Just go, no. I did this. It doesn't matter why you did it. You've got to take responsibility for yourself. You can't, and you can't even blame the devil for that either. It was a mere temptation. And then you followed through on your part and completed that sin. So really, focus on you to get the most out of the sacraments. It's your confession.
Yeah, I think that's why my wife doesn't go as much anymore, because our priest is like, I know who you're married to. I forgive you. Do get to the point. Don't be vague. All right. So don't be beating around the bush. Just rip off the Band-Aid. Tell the priest what needs to be said. It'll save Father the time of trying to follow your word map of a confession. So just come out and say it, and that way he can help you with the proper penance. Plus, you know that there's people in line out there, so you can't be, what was it that I did yesterday? Get to the point.
Okay, get to the point. I have learned over the years, I try to get the big ones out of the way first. Those ones that, you know, that have been really weighing heavy on you. Yep. And it's probably the ones you're really embarrassed to have to confess. Just do those first. And I, over the years, again, I go in and I'm just like, get it. I just want to get it out of me, because, boy, afterwards, you will feel so much better. All right. Come to the end, they say. Do make a clear finish. Don't end on silence. You know, stating remorse at the end helps the priest know that you are finished. Definitely don't end on silence, because he'll kind of wait and think, are you going to say more? Are we done here? Is it my turn? The rule that I learned when I went to Catholic school growing up, St. Mary's in San Diego area in Escondido, the nuns taught us that you go through the whole thing and you remember everything that you can. And once you've said all of those things, you end by saying, for these and all my sins, I am sorry. That's the little cue sentence, because they said what it is, and you can't hold anything back. You've got to know that you've done and said all of the sins that you need to confess. But there are times where you forget, like, something that's happened and maybe it's been a while. So by adding that, for all of my sins, if you are truly sorry, and then you say that, that kind of helps wrap up everything into that confession. And then the priest will then know, all right, they're done. Now it's my turn. So I think that's a good one. For these and all my sins, Father, I am sorry.
And then finally, do your penance. Don't come out the way that you went in. We hear so many times people say, you know, it was like I had this huge backpack of rocks, and I left it in the confessional, and I was so much lighter when I came out. But you still have to do that penance. And it might be a short prayer. It might be something more. But just make sure you do it. We don't go to confession just because we're doing great. We go in there to be healed. And we come out clean. And the window's still broken. Even though you've said, I'm sorry for breaking the window, you still have to fix the window. So make sure that you do your penance. I remember the first time I went to confession, the priest said, your penance is to go read the creed.
Okay.
And I got so much out of the creed. It was like, wow, what a great penance. I wouldn't have even thought of that before. But yeah, it's great. But I had to do the work.
That's right. Now, once you have done all of those things, you've made your good confession and you've said your penance, you are going to feel so wonderful when all of that happens, especially if you've done this before Mass starts. And now, you know, you're going to walk in there and then be ready to receive communion in a state of grace, as we all should be doing every week. I'm going to attach the full article to today's podcast of the Second Cup, so that way you can read more from Epic Pew. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.